Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Blood Grinders Show. My name is Josh. It's been a couple weeks. I was on vacation, had some day job stuff come up, so I wasn't here to recap kind of the final couple weeks of the season. Nevertheless, I'm back. So we're going to get into a little bit of kind of just current events, and then of course I want to talk about Messi, the Champions League, and a few other things that I missed out on. Spain are in the Nations League final against Croatia. So that should be fun. That match takes place, I want to say, this weekend, maybe? Let's see. When does this take place? Google doesn't even know about this. Yeah, it takes place on Sunday. So that should be fun, you know. I guess Spain will be excited about that. At the very least, a lot of Barcelona talent there. You know, we got Fati, we got Gavi. There's someone else. Who am I missing? Oh, Jordi Alba, of course, who's still technically a Barcelona player, on his way to Inter Miami, maybe. So that's kind of where we sit right now with current footballing events. There's some CONCACAF stuff going on. The U.S. men's national team beat Mexico last night in a thrilling Red Cup ridden. Sergino Dest also got a red cup, or red card. In the matchup, and the U.S. won, which was dope. The Women's World Cup is kicking off. When is that? One of the dates for this? It's like another month, I think, before the Women's World Cup. Yep, July 20th. I'm all over the place this morning. So that's going to be great. Very much looking forward to that. In terms of Barcelona news, transfer stuff, Tottenham and Lenglet are continuing to negotiate with Barcelona over his permanent transfer. Frank Kessié has started his holiday in the Ivory Coast. I don't know. I want to keep him, but his future is a little bit uncertain, especially with Ilkay Gundogan reportedly pretty close to a Barcelona deal. That thing, you know, that becomes a little difficult for him. Sergio Busquets leaving might leave a spot, but at the same time, it's a little bit uncertain. So right now, Gundogan is celebrating, and you know, we'll find out whether he wants to come or not. I will say this: having Gundogan, De Jong, Pedri, Gavi, that's a nice midfield. You know, you bring Frank Kessié in for rotations. That's a pretty good starting point for any midfield. I did want to say, so Jason Pettigrew wrote a great piece for BarcelonaBlogrunners.com about the five players that Barcelona need to, he used the word usher out, which I like, you know, makes it sound a little nicer, get rid of. And I agree with everyone on this list. Sergino Dest, it's time for him to go. A lot of talent, but he's just not used well at Barcelona. Lenglet, like we talked about. Umtiti, yes, he is still registered as a Barcelona player. I had completely forgotten this as well. Eric Garcia, another tough one where I feel like he didn't really get a fair shot. He doesn't, he's not used well as a pivot. And the positions that Xavi wants to use Garcia in, he's just not, I don't think he's well suited for. So he's probably going to leave. And then Ferran Torres, of course, seems like, I don't know how you recoup those, you know, those transfer fees. There is, Luis wrote an interesting piece on the site as well about how Barcelona might sell Ansu Fati instead of Ferran Torres. Apparently, with the financial fair play regulations, there is perhaps motivation for Ansu Fati to leave. You should go check out the piece. He kind of recapped it. But there's a chance Ansu Fati could be someone that they try to sell instead of Ferran Torres because of the financial fair play regulations. I guess we can talk about Messi. I don't know. Lionel Messi is going to Inter Miami. I was actually in Miami for the last a little over a week, or just outside of Miami. And when I was in Miami about 4 years ago, I think it was, Barcelona played a friendly against Napoli when Carlo Ancelotti was still the boss in Napoli. I'm having trouble remembering who the Barcelona manager was. I think it was Valverde. But Messi is obviously, he's going to be a big deal wherever he goes. That's like no crap. The Miami environment for just a friendly, in which Messi wasn't even, I don't think Messi was even there. I don't know if people found that out the day of or what, but Messi didn't play. I don't know if he was even in the country, but the fans are obsessed with him and he's going to be a big hit, obviously. I don't know why I'm trying to recap this. I'm saying if you were to come anywhere in the United States, Miami was the place. There was no, this is, it makes the most sense. It's the most culturally significant place he could go. Every MLS city he's going to head to for Inter Miami is already sold out. As an American, it's going to be hilarious watching him go to freaking Kansas City, Cleveland, or not Cleveland, Kansas City, Columbus, Philadelphia, like all these places. It's just funny to think about, you know, Messi being in there. Maybe he'll like Kansas City barbecue. I don't know. I like Kansas City barbecue. But his decision to not go back to Barcelona, I don't know. Part of me feels like it's twofold. I think he used the reasoning publicly about Barcelona needing to sell players, yada, yada. But if he goes back to Barcelona, there's also the Champions League or bust mindset with him on the team now, right? And with Inter Miami, he can, I don't know. I'm not saying he's ready to coast because I don't know if you saw him the other night against Australia. He was ridiculous. and after the win, he said he was happy with his decision to move to Inter Miami. It is interesting. I don't know the question. Like, I don't know if he was asked whether he was happy or not. I hope he was, because if not, that's kind of a strange thing just to bring up. Yes, I'm very happy with my decision. It's like, are you? But him going to Inter Miami is going to be good for his, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and psychoanalyze them. We're on the internet here. I feel like it's going to be good for his mental clarity, his like emotional well-being. Right, like what he went through in Paris kind of sucked. He was treated like garbage. And obviously that wouldn't happen to Barcelona. But if he were to come into Barcelona, they would have to make a bunch of player concessions in order to make the move happen. I have a feeling that would like live with Messi somewhat, right? He would feel a little guilty. And then you look at their team next year, they might be one of the best, you know, half dozen teams in the world on paper, maybe. You know, top 10 for sure. But they still don't have the Champions League gusto that I just feel confident that they're going to, you know, win the Champions League, even with Messi. Shoot, even make a quarterfinal at this point. Like that's kind of the level of uncertainty I have about this team in the big stage right now, or on the big stage. I don't really want to talk about Real Madrid signing Jude Bellingham. That just sucks. And then there's still like Harry Kane and Mbappe looming out there. I will say it does make me happy that Luka Modric is, like, I think there's still rumors he could go to Saudi Arabia, which is great. Like, get him out of here. He looked incredible for Croatia again the other day. It is interesting that if he stays at Real Madrid, he'd theoretically be battling with Jude Bellingham for minutes. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that team because Barcelona, I would have said Barcelona has the best midfield in the league for the next decade. And now, I don't know, Jude Bellingham, Camavinga, Tchouaméni, like that's a pretty insane midfield. I still might like Pedri, De Jong, Gavi. I don't know. We'll have to see. At the very least, like Clásicos, that's spicy. That's spicy stuff. I really hope they don't get Mbappe. I hope they don't get Harry Kane. They're going to get some sort of striker. I mean, we've already seen like they're the destination right now. There's not like another. They have all of the talents, almost all of the talent of Manchester City, maybe like 70% of the talent of Manchester City, but they don't have like the oil stain over them yet. I don't really want to talk about City being Inter. That was, Inter had so many chances to capitalize and to win, and it kind of sucks they didn't, but good for Pep, I guess. He won the Champions League with the most talented team in the world. He gets credit for that, I suppose. That's kind of all I got. I hope everyone has had a good summer so far. I don't know how often I'm going to record during the summer. I guess it kind of comes with the frequency of the news. As the Women's World Cup comes up, things are going to be getting more interesting. But thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on YouTube. And I will talk to you next time. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, be sure to do so. Apple, Spotify, all the places. And I'll catch you next time.
so pissed. Did my internet go out?